That is the band Erasure from the compilation disc dedicated to the work of Cole Porter, Red Hot and Blue. You are listening to Muse from the CKUA radio network. Well, we're experiencing a red hot flash right now, and I have this desire to dive into my blow up pool. Let's have a chat with Greg Gazin to talk about how we can make that experience richer. It's a pleasure to have Greg Gazin here, and I'm blowing up my little backyard pool right now, and I filled it up with water, and I'm going to sit in it. It's a beautiful, sunny summer afternoon, and I invite you to the table, Greg Gazin, to talk about a few things that will make my life culturally more interesting. Do you want to maybe elucidate us on a couple of them? First of all, maybe let's go down the road of hardware. Are there a couple of things I could bring in the pool with me?
Well, I see that you already have your little rubber ducky there, so I think... We won't count that as the first one, but I think you get little rubber duckies. So that's a really great start. I think if you're looking for the backyard pool, you're going to need something that is waterproof. And so the first one I want to talk about is a waterproof case. So Tetchy puts out a waterproof tablet case.
Yeah.
They have it for the Mini, iPad Mini, the iPad Air, and the Kindle white paper. Now, it'll protect you from water, but also sand and mud, et cetera, et cetera. Cool thing about this particular one is that you can submerge it for up to 20 feet.
Oh, wow. That's spectacular. So you can have a really deep backyard pool. You can dive into that pool.
Done is they put a clear panel right up on the front so that you have full access to the touchscreen and the camera functions.
Wow, that's amazing. So when I'm reading the latest book by, say, Michael Christie, one of my contemporary favorite authors, I'm not concerned about getting the pages drenched in my outdoor pool. That's fantastic. Let's move on to something else that we can use in the outdoor pool, maybe to culturally enrich our lives.
Well, I mean, whatever we're doing in the pool, we're going to have our tunes, right? So let's look at two gadgets that are, like, we'll call them tune-friendly.
Yeah.
And the first one is by Soul Electronics, and they've got a pair of earbuds called the Run Free Pro. Now, these ones are primarily designed as a sports headphone, but the cool thing is that, number one, they'll never fall off because they kind of tuck on the under portion of your ear.
Okay.
And they're also fully waterproof, which is great, so that you can go for a swim with it.
You can go underwater and listen to your tunes. That's amazing. And what if you want to blare those tunes to, your family?
Let's just go with a small one. I mean, there's a number of larger speakers out there, but there's this cute little one. It's called the Eco Pebble by a company called Eco X Gear. Mm-hmm. And it's about 3 inches cubed, and it weighs about 8 ounces. And what's neat about it is that it's fully rubberized. It also floats.
Oh, so you drop it in the pool and it sits up there with your rubber ducky and you can blare your tunes. Well, let's say you've had some time outside and you're thinking, okay, well, the scenery in my backyard is great, but what about on my device? What about on my tablet, my iPad, for example? Now that I've waterproofed it and I'm sitting in my pool, what can I see? I'm talking about apps in particular, and we were looking at a couple. I know we had some great synchronicity going on. There's one called Virtual Travel by a company called Panoramas, right? And this paints a glorious picture of just about anywhere you could possibly imagine.
This app has a collection of about 6,000 shots, and they're panoramic, so you get a 360-degree view. There's about 30 different countries, and they have a number of countries like you'd expect, like Austria and England and Spain and the U.S. and Italy, and I think Italy has the most, and there's over 900. But you also get panoramas from countries like Nepal, Laos, and there's one that I'd never heard of called the Republic of Vanuatu.
What does that look like?
There's actually a picture of an active volcano from Tanna Island.
Wow, that's amazing. And the things that I can experience from inside my pool. I know, having gone to the Art Institute of Chicago, that you can walk through that in a virtual way. There's one for the Louvre, too.
Oh, that one's awesome. It's a little bit of money, not very expensive. I think it's $249. It's called the Louvre HD. And there's over 2,000 paintings from Vermeer and Rembrandt and Da Vinci and Raphael. And you can have a really, really good look at the Mona Lisa, because there's so many people that say Mona Lisa looks like this, looks like this, looks like that. I've never had the opportunity of really going to the Louvre, but when you blow this thing up, it is incredible. It just looks phenomenal.
I've been to the Louvre, and you're probably doing better actually via the virtual version of Mona Lisa than the actual version, because the actual version is encased in glass. It's not as big as you would think, and there are usually probably 75 to 100 people standing around it, so it's very difficult to see.
How close can you get to it? I'm curious.
You can get right up to the glass. It is protected in glass. This is this plexiglass plexiglass, but maybe about 3 feet away. I'm glad to know I could do it from my pool in my backyard. And last but not least, national parks. This sounds fabulous too, because it takes you to all corners of the globe, and in particular, some of the great ones in the U.S.
Yeah, it looks at about 25 national parks. And what's really interesting is that I know that people hear about Yellowstone and the standard ones, but there's a lot out there. And what's really cool about this is that not only can you take a virtual tour, but at some point, if you do decide that you want to go and visit them, you can actually get a general idea of what it's about before you go.
Okay, and you get great photographs and a good interactive experience looking at this app as well. Well, that's great. Well, so you've basically taken us all over the place in the comfort of our own backyard, given that we couldn't afford to travel and afford that plane ticket to check out Yellowstone or go through the Grand Canyon. You've taken us out there, as it were.
Can we take one step further? Can we take ourselves out of this world?
The world's our oyster. Let's do it.
I'm a Doctor Who fan.
Yeah.
And so the TARDIS app is an incredible little app. It's funny because the name of the company is called Useless Creations, but I love it. The app is $2.29. And what it allows you to do is it allows you to take your iPad, your iPod, or your iPhone and turn it into a TARDIS to travel through space and time. It uses augmented reality to give you not only one app, two apps. So as you move your device around, the app reads your movements and it takes you through the time vortex, which allows you to explore the universe. And it's complete with the lights and the sound effects. And when you want to land and materialize, I love the sound that the TARDIS makes. You just simply put it down and that's all you have to do.
Well, hopefully you and your traveling companion will certainly go far. And thanks a lot for your contributions. 3 and 3, we'll call it a 6-pack.
It's my pleasure.
From our gadget guy, Greg Gazin.